Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little with Susie Solis.
Governor Abbott issues a disaster declaration for flooded parts of southeast Texas.
The order covers 13 counties in that part of the state, including Harris, Galveston, and Orange counties. The declaration opens access to additional resources as officials in those counties continue to deal with the flooding from Imelda. While the overall rainfall totals have not approached those from Hurricane Harvey 2 years ago, in some spots the flooding is even worse this time. Chris Summer, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
The funeral for legendary oil and businessman T. Boone Pickens is being held right now at Highland Park United Methodist Church. Reverend Paul Rasmussen says Pickens had a generous spirit and believed in leaving a positive mark on all the people he met.
He made the world better. He made Oklahoma State University better. He made hospitals all over this country better. He made schools all over this country better. He made programs for at-risk children better.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and Governor Greg Abbott also speaking at today's service. Pickens will be buried in Stillwater, Oklahoma, at Oklahoma State University.
A Fort Worth police detective has lost her battle against breast cancer. Detective Marty Jones passed away today following a valiant battle against the disease. Sergeant Manny Ramirez, the president of the Fort Worth Police Officers Association, says Detective Jones worked right up until the very end and always had a positive attitude.
She always had a smile on her face regardless of what she was dealing with. I mean, even in the middle of her battle, she would come back to work, still in treatment, and just have the biggest smile on her face.
Detective Marty Jones leaves behind a husband and a father.
A big groundbreaking today involving six different ceremonies to officially mark the start of construction on DART's new Silver Line rail service. Mark Ball with DART says the long-planned project will take people from Plano all the way to DFW Airport.
We have had interest in this project for a number of years. DART purchased the right-of-way for this project back in the early 1980s, and we have been working towards its fruition all this time.
It's all along the old Cotton Belt rail line. Paul says DART plans to be finished with the Silver Line by late 2022.
The now former Hazlitt daycare teacher caught on surveillance video repeatedly slapping a four-year-old boy in the face pleads guilty to injury to a child. 37-year-old Tracy Ludwig was sentenced to 10 years probation, conditions of which include taking an anger management class and having no contact with children besides her own biological children. She must also pay a $500 fine.
A massive theft ring is busted up in Parker County, and three people are behind bars.
They have been a thorn in our side for quite some time.
That's Parker County Sheriff Larry Fowler talking about Bradley and Vicky Barbey of Azle.
They were stealing all those filters and batteries.
The total value of those filters and batteries they allegedly stole, more than $500,000. Sheriff Fowler says one of the business owners stayed out at night and observed the couple do their stuff, and they were arrested a short time later. Fowler says the couple sold the parts they stole to Ruben Reyes, who would then sell those parts in Mexico. The Barbeys are behind bars in the Parker County Jail while Reyes was arrested in Tarrant County.
Irving police continue the search for the man who parked on the campus of Austin Middle School and got out with a gun. KRLD's Alan Sky is in Irving with the story.
Irving police say a parent called 911 about 7 a.m. and said a man in the parking lot got out of his car with a rifle and a handgun. Officer Robert Reeves says the school went on lockdown. Then teachers and students were evacuated to another school a few blocks away.
Our relationship with Irving ISD is critical, and we have a very good working relationship with each other.
Police searched Austin Elementary twice. They never found anyone suspicious, but some parents still came to pick up their kids, saying their kids were too scared to stay in the school.
I can't explain it because they don't know what's going to happen.
Classes then resumed, and police are now looking at surveillance video. Right now, they only know the man is white, had a beard, and was wearing a camouflage vest. Police say he was driving a maroon F-150. In Irving, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Voters who live within the boundaries of the Aledo ISD will decide on a nearly $150 million bond package in November. The Aledo ISD says the money would be used for the construction of two new campuses, an elementary school and a middle school, and renovations to the three existing campuses. There would also be money allocated to replacing furniture at three elementary schools, acquiring land for future school sites, and purchasing new school buses. The election will be held November 5th.
The abstinence-only approach to sex education used by nearly 60% of Texas school districts is again under attack. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox reports this comes as the State Board of Education has begun its first revision of standards in over 20 years.
62% of Texas high school seniors report that they've had sex, 60% saying they didn't use a condom the last time. All reasons the Texas Freedom Network's Kathy Miller says the State Board of Education needs to revise the sex ed standards.
Students should and will learn about abstinence, but our public schools should also be a place where students learn reliable, fact-based information about sex and health.
They've released a new report calling for Texas school districts to teach information on contraception and disease prevention, reproductive health care, and sexual orientation.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.